there are certain rules of decorum you need to follow if you're going to an assembly meeting. You need to sign up if you want to speak. You need to keep your comments short. And you need to put away all sporting gear, as Anchorage Assembly Chair Ernie Hall reminded the audience last night.
I'm going to ask that all of the individuals that have brought tennis rackets this evening during the break to please have those removed.
The place looked like a tennis training camp because the assembly was deciding whether to use state funding to build a new indoor tennis facility. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reports that $10 million earmark has become a lightning rod issue because the city didn't ask for it, and many lawmakers thought the money was being used for other purposes.
If there's one thing everyone at the meeting could agree on, it's this.
Tennis is an incredible game that builds character.
It is a fun game.
Tennis is my favorite sport.
Tennis keeps people active, it cuts down on obesity, and there are lots of benefits to having tennis courts that can be used year-round by anyone, no matter what their income level. Dislike of tennis is not why the Anchorage Assembly is considering rejecting a state grant to build indoor courts near the Dempsey Anderson Ice Arena. Instead, it's a question of process, says Assemblymember Bill Starr.
Well, it wasn't transparent enough, and it also wasn't assembly-directed.
Every legislative session, communities across Alaska hand over wish lists for capital projects. The Anchorage Assembly didn't have anything about indoor tennis courts in their request. The ask was instead made by Mayor Dan Sullivan, by the Alaska Tennis Association, and by the community council in the area. Starr's other problem with the funding is this. If you look at the state capital budget, the money was put in with a line that reads Project 80's deferred and critical maintenance. Most of that funding is going toward repairs to older city buildings like the skating rink. Starr thinks that legislators got hoodwinked into approving a project that went beyond renovations.
And I also believe that some of the folks in Juneau, that's what they thought they were approving. And so when you see that it's divergent into a brand new $10 million standalone facility, that's a challenge point for me.
Mayor Sullivan doesn't think it should be. He says rejecting the money on the basis of process would be punitive to the tennis players and community members who want the project to go ahead.
It's a minor point. It's a technicality. And it's kind of irrelevant, quite frankly, because the bottom line is the legislature intended for the Tennis Association to get money for a facility.
So who's right? Did the legislature want the money to go toward tennis courts or not? I emailed all 60 legislators to see if they knew where the money was going when they voted on the capital budget. Of the 20 who got back to me before deadline, one said he knew there was money for tennis courts in the budget, but he didn't know the assembly wasn't on board. The rest said they had no idea it was in there. Because capital budgets are expected to shrink over the next few years with a major tax cut on oil and declining production, the appropriation elicited harsh words from some. Senator Liesl McGuire, an Anchorage Republican who is running against Mayor Sullivan in the lieutenant governor's race, takes special issue with the funding. "The whole thing stinks," she wrote in an email. But the members of the public who came out for the assembly meeting said the project should go through anyway. Nearly 50 people testified, and almost all of them were tennis players who said that Anchorage would benefit from having a public tennis facility that people could use in the wintertime without having to take on an expensive gym membership. The Alaska Club's owner, Robert Brewster, was one of the few who opposed the project. As an owner of private tennis courts, he argued that the cost of the project doesn't match the demand for indoor tennis. In the end, the Anchorage Assembly decided to put the issue on hold. They'll revisit the funding question in 2 weeks. I'm Alexandra Gutierrez with help from Daisha Eden.